Next up will be the Radio Report with your host, Francis Trotta. The Radio Report provides Southwest New Mexico with a better understanding of community radio in general and Gila members' community radio in particular. Francis examines the definitions of community and public radio, the process of bringing its vision to reality, and the philosophy, mission, policies, operation, community involvement, and support of GMCR. And now, here's Francis Trotta with the Radio Report.
Hello, my name is Francis Trotta, and today I'm giving you the Radio Report out of the big, beautiful aquarium that is our broadcasting studio in Silver City. And also, I am here to pose a question to Kyle Johnson, my guest, about how we are paying for everything that I see around me and all the stuff I can't see.
Well, it's almost providence in a way. While we've had, you know, many visions of what we would like the radio station to become, we never really had quite a firm grip on how we were going to pay for all of this. But nonetheless, since we began back in 2005, we've managed to always have the money that we needed. We have always gotten the support that we had to have at each step of the way. And we've maintained actually a positive cash flow right from the beginning. We have never gone into the red. You know, things are always very tight. And of course, earlier there wasn't nearly as much demand financially while we were going through the long waiting period, during our development. But since we've been here in this facility, 519B North Bullard, corner of 6, across from the Silver City Food Co-op, we've been very highly gratified by the support we've gotten from the community. And our membership has grown. And basically, when we started out, there were just a few of us. And, we all donated, whatever we had. Early on, the money that was left over from Radio Free Silver was money that was part of the first money that went into the coffers here at GMCR.
And not to mention, Kyle, the gazillion hours that you yourself have donated to make this thing come about.
We're not counting those anymore. That's off the chart. But many other people, of course, have participated and helped out in very wonderful ways. We've always had extremely good technical help. And people always kind of pop up, when we need somebody to do this, that, or the other. We need much more of that, actually. We need much more committed and organized help at this point. But people have always helped out in the way that they can, so we appreciate that. And primarily, aside from that initial money when we first opened the bank account, that was basically us, most of our income has come from events that we've staged, and that began really at the time that they made the announcement that you could apply for a non-commercial educational license. So that was when we had our first event, which was actually down the street at the Silco. It was called the Silco de Mayo, because it was, I think it was pretty close to the 5th of May. It might have been the 4th. But anyway, that was our first event. And we've, through the early part of our development, it was basically event-oriented, and it was still kind of premature, so our membership was actually rather slim initially. But as we kind of stuck around and people said, well, they're stubborn anyway, we started getting more membership. And of course, since we've moved into the studio here, that has increased substantially to allow us to remain in the studio. And once again, we've been able to maintain a positive cash flow throughout this. So we're very gratified to all our supporters.
Yeah, this studio actually creates an entity that somebody can kind of put their hands on and their brain around.
Yeah, I think that it gave it a certain sense of reality. And I myself was, as I think I mentioned before, I was getting sick of talking about radio. I wanted people to hear it. And so with this facility, of course, we have that on the internet, and soon we'll have it on FM. So that's kind of how we started.
And what about memberships? Did we talk about that?
Yeah, that's increased substantially since we've been here in this location. And it's also something that we need to basically go into kind of a membership drive mode, because we really need, as we looked at our projected budget, you know, to make the studio fully functional, we really need about 1,000 members. And so we think that there are 1,000. We know that we have 1,000 supporters. We know that there are going to be thousands and thousands that will be listening to the station. But we know also that typically, you know, you have more listeners than you have members. So I think that we'll, you know, in terms of people turning the dial and saying, I like that, I think there's lots and lots of those. But we need, you know, of course, the highest percentage we can manage of people who actually say, yeah, I'll pay a dollar for that.
Yeah, Kyle, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised on that one.
Well, I certainly hope so. But it's been very good up to this point, and I'm really pleased with what we have been able to do. And then we come up against this challenge more recently of the startup costs, because we do have a construction permit which expires and on December 23rd. So we're rapidly moving towards the completion of the project right now and have pretty much have our ducks lined up. And I guess I could say at this point that we have actually met our $10,000 match. We had a challenge from Janie Katz and Susie Calhoun that they would put up $10,000 if we raised $10,000. And so we just passed that mark. And so this is actually our first announcement of it here is on the radio report.
There needs to be a screen in here. Kyle's smile is just stunning. It's making me need sunglasses. That is so wonderful.
Yeah, so it was, and it couldn't have come at a better time because we've already started ordering equipment, and it will, we're going to burn through that pretty quick. The matter of putting up the tower, the antenna on the tower, is the single most challenging part of this, both financially and in terms of what's required in terms of organization.
Logistically, because you have,
logistically with the number of people that are involved with the crew, which is its own kettle of fish. So, so we're really gratified with that.
All good, Kyle. Let's take a break here. Welcome back. Kyle is with me, Kyle Johnson. And we're talking about how wonderful, how elating it is to have met our $10,000 match.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a landmark, and many thanks to Janie and Susie for their support. You know, we wouldn't have been able to do it without them, I don't think, and certainly we're glad to charge ahead from this point. But I'd also like to say in terms of the support that we've received, I was mentioning earlier that, you know, most of our early support came in the form of events, where we were selling tickets to something where, you know, you had some benefit. You know, you saw whoever was the performer or the speaker or whatever the event was. But with this $10,000 that we've just raised, about 85% of that was straight donations. And those were in addition to memberships in many cases, or people that said, well, hey, I've got $20 and here it is, and others who had substantially more and said, I want to see this happen and here's my support. So I'm extremely gratified to have that kind of support, where we've done this essentially without traditional foundation grant sources. This is really a grassroots thing here, right here in Silver City and Grant County, in Gila and in Membris and all the surrounding areas.
And it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. It keeps collecting and collecting all that beautiful money.
And energy.
Yeah. Yes, momentum, yeah. Yes.
And so we're very gratified to have that local support as opposed to going out to foundation land. And of course, we will do that as we proceed. It was particularly difficult to find that kind of funding as a startup to to address the kinds of expenses we have with the tower, with the antenna, with all of this equipment and everything that needs to be done. There are many more opportunities once we're up and running for things that are more related to programs on various subjects and themes. So, and of course, we have relationships with a number of the nonprofits in town that we will look forward to collaborating with.
So once you begin broadcasting FM, your audience will increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're going to be looking forward to that. Actually, I think we mentioned in one of the earlier programs that given the coverage we have, and actually our power has gone up just a bit. We filed at 10K, but there were some demographic changes, which when we made the minor modifications to confirm that we were going to be on this tower, we had to go back and double check some certain things. And so it's actually requiring us to go to 10.5 kilowatts. So we're actually the second most powerful station. We will be the second most powerful station here in Silver City and the surrounding area.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if you can hear them, you will hear us. But also our financial obligations are going to increase because once the transmitter gets turned on, that is a hungry beast who is constantly eating electricity. And then, of course, we have another rent payment, for the lease on the tower. So then we just have to look at how we're going to continue to pay this. And then, we're moving now from the startup cost, the capital cost, into our actual operating budget, which will essentially double from what it is now. Because we're going to have to be feeding the transmitter and the additional lease payment to the tower. But they've been very kind to us, and it's very reasonable. We're very happy with the arrangement, and they've been wonderful in every regard. So that's quite encouraging. And how are we going to pay for it? Well, one of the things we'll be doing is working on underwriting. And underwriting is kind of the nonprofit version of advertising. You've all heard, I think, at some point or another, you've heard either on television or on the radio with public radio stations, this program brought to you with support by, and whatever the corporation might be, and our subscribers and members. So that's generally referred to as the NPR model.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of underwriting, we can't say, hey, come on down to John's this week because we're having a blowout sale and there's something for everybody here. We're going to do blah, 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 blah. So we can't do that. And
who would want to?
Well, some folks do. But I think that there are a lot of people here that have never advertised on any either television or radio because of the expense. But we're not. It's no longer what they used to call a dollar a holler, but we're going to have very competitive rates for underwriting, and I think that our demographic and our supporters and listeners is a group that has been somewhat neglected by the existing advertising outlets, and I think that a number of the businesses here will find that they can reach an audience that they may not otherwise reach.
Yeah, changing things up.
Uh-huh. There will be that, some of that, yes. So we definitely have our plate full. We're going to have to move very quickly. As I mentioned, we have an absolute deadline of December 23rd, but we'll be putting up the antenna probably in a couple of weeks or so. And then filling in the blanks of need some other pieces of equipment, one of them being the studio to transmitter link, the STL, which gets our signal from this place wirelessly up to the mountain and feeds that into the transmitter and, of course, the antenna. So, yeah, we're going to be busy.
And you're going to have a really good Christmas, I think.
I think so, too. I think we're going to have a really good party.
What about some of the upcoming events that will feed into this need for cash?
Well, as I said, events have always been part of what we do. And I'm delighted to say that we will be presenting Carlos Nakai and Will Klipman here on November 15th and 16th. That's just a few weeks out, and tickets will be available at Heel, Hike, and Bike and Alotta Gelato, as well as via our website, gmcr.org. But the venues are small. One of these is a house concert for GMCR members only. So get with it. You better get tickets for that one quick. And it also includes dinner, by the way. And then on the 16th, which is a Saturday night, that'll be at the Elks Club, and that's open to everyone.
Yeah, well, it's almost like we've come full circle, because at the top of this show, we talked about how events were a major source of capital for mm-hmm. the radio station, and mm-hmm. here we are right down at the end, and we're talking about another event, and yeah. hopefully many more to come.
And I'd like to add that for the house concert on Friday the 15th, there is also a discount for renewing members, or for someone who would want to become a member. And we will be offering discounted tickets for the Carlos event if you become a member or renew your membership.
Hey, what's on the menu?
Well, you'll have to find out on that. I think it's, but I think you'll like it. Everybody said that they've enjoyed the food we had at the open houses. So it's going to be something in that ballpark.
Okay. Well, Kyle, I've learned a lot about this this enterprise, this wonderful community radio station that is developing right here in Silver City. And thank you, Kyle. This is Frances Trotta, and you're listening to The Radio Report.
You've been listening to The Radio Report with your host, Frances Trotta. The Radio Report provides Southwest New Mexico with a better understanding of community radio in general and Gila Members Community Radio in particular. It airs regularly on Mondays and Wednesdays at 8 a.m., Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Thanks for listening, and please join us again for The Radio Report from GMCR, a voice and a choice for Southwest New Mexico.